And the last example is a jazz standard called Out of Nowhere, done by Jonathan Kreisberg, a wonderful guitarist whom I've known about for a long time. I heard it in the car a while ago, and I was like, oh, there's some cool harmonic stuff he's doing. I want to know what it is. And but before we get to the actual tune, you may not be familiar with the actual standard, so I'm going to put the PDF on this page. And I'm also going to just play it for you real quick without any harmonic embellishments, so that when we analyze what he's doing, at least it gives you like a context. All right, so this is the actual tune itself. 1, 2, 3. Take the second half. Second half. Okay, so that's the tune, and when he starts out, it's pretty straightforward. I'm only going to analyze the things that kind of stand out, like that are unusual for me. So this is all very straight ahead, so I won't say anything. Right there, I'd like to get that voice, like right here, on the B flat, like on the B flat 7, here it comes. So I hear, so the root is, I know the root is B flat, so. That's like a 9. It's do, re. Alright, so that's not an unusual note. Of course, the melody is. So far I know the bass is. And then there's a. The melody is a fifth. That's Star Wars. And I heard a ninth in there. Let's see what else we hear. Let me go back. I think it's just the G that I find interesting. It's the sixth of the. So instead of B flat minor 7, he's playing. There's. And B, C, that's a sixth. So that's what I meant by the G. So it's not that unusual of a voicing. It just, I don't know, caught my ear. And I'd like to figure this bit out. I'd like to figure out his guitar voicings right there, where it just went. So I know the melody there goes 5, 6, 7, 2, 1. And I want to figure out what the other voicings are as well. And so the tonic is G. So I'm analyzing everything because I know I'm on a G chord because he's in bar 5 right now. So I got the melodies 5, so it's do, re, mi, fa, so 6, 7, 2, 1. All right, so I want to hear what the other voicings are. Or voice says are, I mean. Da, 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 dee, da. So da, 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 that's a third. Da, da, dee, da. That's da, da, that ends on a six. I don't think it's a four here. Cause that four doesn't sound right. So it's probably a sharp four. Like three, sharp four or flat five. 5, 7, 6. All right, so I got the bass. This is how I do it. I do the melody first and then the bass second, the lowest note that is, and then the middle voices. The middle voices are the hardest to kind of pick out. So I heard one that ends da-na, and I know that's a 2. 2, 1. So na, so I can already I don't know where that starts though. Wait, what? Na, da, da, dee, da. Yeah, that's what I think. So, because I heard it was a 6 and B, C. So that's 6, 7, 8, 3, 2. And so putting that all together, it sounds like this. I can't play it as good as he can. And so what makes it unusual for guitar, for jazz guitar, is the voicing. It's like 3, 6, and then an octave away almost is the fifth. So you got a small cluster down low and the melody up high. So there's space. That's why it sounds so spacious, because there is space. There's literally lots of space between the melody note and the other two voices. Usually, just by way of contrast, you know, most jazz guitarists, including me, would go something like... In which case, you know, there's sort of 3 strings in a row. But in this case, he's skipping strings. He's got... And then skip a string, you got... You know. Like as if he's doing fourths. But I'm not really sure I hear that... Da, 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 dee, da. You know, at the end of the chord, I hear... But I don't hear it. Maybe it's just... I don't know. Maybe he's not. Maybe it's not skipping strings. Maybe there is that third string in the middle. In other words, is this in it? I don't know if it's in there or if it's just my imagination. I'd have to study that a little more. If it is in there, it'll be. It's called chordal, like Q-U-A-R-T-A-L, like built-in fourths, which is actually quite easy. So let's move on, shall we? And this turnaround right here, so I hear that as da, do, re, mi, and then flat 3, and then 2, so I know where that is, and I also heard, so that's easy enough, that's 6, that's 1, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, that's 6, flat 6, 5, and so, what else did I hear? I heard, like, da, na, da, da, na, na. That's do, ti, ti, or 1, 7, 7. So I got, this is what I got so far. Yeah, so that's pretty common. And then there's just one more string in the middle. It's probably like... So, banana, I heard it, Nana Maria. So I know that's a flat 5. And... So that's flat 5 to 4 to 3. So putting that all together is just, which is pretty easy guitar, jazz guitar voicings. Now when the solo starts, so that right, that I want to try to transcribe that, because that's the melody but transposed to like a different key, superimposed over the original key. Original key is, and he's got da 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 da. So right away I could tell it's going to be Lydian, because it starts on 2, and when you play a major melody a whole step up, it's like Lydian. So yeah, and I'm right, because it's that's a little too much music theory for you, but I right away I heard it was 2 do re, and then I heard that the rest of the melody was kind of in contour, and so it comes out to be like 2 3 2 3, sharp 11 or sharp 4 5 6 5 to the original key. I don't know if it's hard to describe, I think. And he resolves that to a that's a 4th to the key, so that must be C. And then it's a B flat major minor 7 chord, so that's the 9 to that chord. So yeah, which is awesome, which is a great, nice, wonderful reharmonization. In other words, this is the original melody, but he's going which is great. It's really pretty. You don't have to understand all the music theory here. It's just the process of hearing the intervals gets me there a lot quicker to know what the music theory is, if that makes any sense. And then here, so I hear that as a 9 to the chord, like re do, like I know the root is and I hear it as so that's a 9. So it helps me transcribe, you know, the tune so much easier. And then right here, right there, I want to hear what that is, because I know that's all over a G chord. And so I know G is, and so the da da, that's 2 1, that's 2 1 7 6 5, so that's easy enough, like but I want to hear what else is going on there. I hear da 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 da, or whatever, da, that's da, that's 5 sharp 4, so that's got to be something like that. Let's hear it again. All right, so that's what I got so far is which is pretty standard. It's Lydian, you know, but let me figure out the rest of the voices. So remember what I said, the middle voices are sometimes harder to pick out, so I gotta listen a couple times. So I heard, so it's probably like that. Like that. So it's like major 9 voicings, like the interval of a second, like do re followed by a 4th. Here comes the bride, you know, and they're very pretty, like in G, you know, like a G sus 2 chord you'd play, and it's very pretty on guitar the way it's voiced. It's just got two notes close together, and then some space before the highest note, so it's sort of spacious sounding. Plus you put the Lydian on top of that. So that's pretty, it's not that hard, and it's very pretty. It definitely does sound like that. I don't hear any other voices, you know, so we're gonna move move on. And then here's a melodic fragment. All right, so I want that. I want to know what that is. So, da 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 da. I know what that is. It's it's fun. It's 5, 6, 7, 2, 1. So, but it's what comes after that that I'm after. So, I know the chord is D, dun, cause that's the he's at the end of the cycle there. And so by I'm trying not to do it by fretboard, like putting my fingers on the fretboard and then figuring it out from there. I'm trying to figure it out by ear for your benefit, even though it's potentially a little long-winded. So I hear boom as the root in the bass, and then boom. I hear that as a flat three. Here's the bass note. And then which is like the sharp nine to the D7 chord, which makes sense. So da 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 da. So I hear to the D. I hear flat three, four, da. That's Star Wars, that's fifth. So flat three, four, five, then. That's a flat seven. And then, that's a flat six. So, you know, I could hear it as that, but I just wanted to explain it to you guys. So far we got, both of those lines have the same shape. So it's just basically a pattern moved up in minor thirds. And I'm going to guess now that the third pattern is also moved up a minor third away. Yeah, I was right. So the whole thing is minor third. Oh. Like that. Now we're in chorus two. I want that. So da 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 dee da, and I know the root is G. So da, I hear that's a seventh, like I waited till I saw the sun. So I know it starts on a seven, and then it sounds like the melody is intact, which it is, which is totally outside the key. So, but it lands on a major third. That's so cool. So in other words, in this case, I didn't pick out every individual melody. I just heard that the melody was intact to that starting point, and that's how I was able to play it. And it's a good thing, because it would have been like a 7, and then a flat 2, and then a flat 3, and then a flat 5, and then a 3. So it would have been a lot tougher. But this is why he's able to get away with weird intervals like that against a simple G chord, you know, to play. If you just played any of these notes by themselves, like, here's the chord, and if you just played, that would sound bad. Or this, or this. Well, that one sounds okay, but, you know, but putting it all together in the context, you know, then it sounds right. And here's another one. Here we're back at G. Alright, so right there, we're at G, we're still at G. And it's da 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 da. So the key is and my interval is da, so that's just do re, do re, and then wait, maybe I'm not right here. Oh yes, I am. I just played the wrong note. Yeah, so that's right. It's just a whole step up. So that takes you to the flat three of the B flat, which is makes perfect sense. But then right after that, right there, so dun. So the root is E flat and that's a fourth, so. So that's, it's like over E. Well, that's over B flat 7, B flat minor 7. Those intervals fit, and then. So right there. That's a third to the key of G, but then there's other voices in there. Like. So the bass is boom, and I hear. That's a three. Well, we already knew it was a three, my bad. I keep hearing the same. I hear. That's a seven again. So, like that. And then the other note that's in there is now to the key. That's a flat six, which makes sense because. I can hear it as like a major 7 sharp 5. So it's yeah, like that. Yeah. Like like that. And one last lick as he's closing out his solo right here. So. The easiest way to transcribe a complicated line like that is in small bits. So the first three notes. So. So in the key of G, well actually let's just see what chord are we on at that point? 2-5-1 at the end. And so the first three notes are da da dee. So the bass line is I hear that as the tonic of the song, so I know that's G. So 1-7-dee, that's 1-7-3. So last one is 5, so it's 1-7-3-5, like that. So that's nothing complicated. It does sound pretty. I mean, you're on A minor, and the notes are. That's something I wouldn't normally play. Right, the next four notes. So I hear it's over the D, and I hear that as a tonic. That's a flat 6. And then I'm trying to do this by ear without checking on the fretboard. That's a flat 3. And then that's a 7. And that's to the D7. Which is interesting, because he's got to the chord, he's got a 4. Flat 9, sharp 5, and a third. So the only note that doesn't really fit there is G. But he's probably coming off the G from the A minor. Would that make sense? So far we got so that makes sense. These are all off the A minor. And then when you go to D7, that makes better sense. We're not done yet. There's a couple notes left. Like da 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 da. I hear that as ta, and then flat 5, 5, flat 5, 5. Sorry, my singing. I was wrong. Bo do. That's a flat three, my bad. So. So. Ah. Oh, sorry. So, in the end, we have, Alright. A couple things I learned from this. I learned about voicings that are spread out, where you do fourths but you leave out one of the strings. I learned about, I reinforced how beautiful these sus2 voicings are, especially in a Lydian context, like. And I learned about melodic transposition. If you start and even if the middle notes are weird, if you keep the starting and ending note, this is probably one of the biggest things I learned harmonically from this. If the starting and ending note are in the key and the middle notes aren't, but the melodic contour is coherent unto itself, you can easily adapt to the different harmonic. What I'm trying to say is, like, he took the melody of and put it starting on the seventh, which gives you two weird notes, the flat two and the sharp. The flat 9 and the sharp 9, which is flat 2 and flat 3. But because the melody sounded coherent and the starting and ending note, the starting note was the 7th and the ending note was the 3rd, now it sounds coherent, you know? So it gives me an insight into polytonality, you know? Last thing I reinforced was when you have a D, like an altered chord, that's not what he played, but you have a D7 and then you play like a half step above. Oh. And then, so what I'm trying to say is, if the key is G and then you got a D7. You can play, and I've always known that that's where it comes from, but I never actually played those arpeggios before, like in that way. So anyway, I learned a lot from this. All right, hope you did too.